if you don't like it, then go live in Venezuela. Go live in North Korea. See how that works for you.
Trump is calling DeSantis a rhino globalist who loved vaccines and spending money on testing. We need to, right out of the gate, we need to address an email that we received from Gail. Gail is disappointed in us, and it needs to be addressed.
A little upset with us. And it's like, and I, listen, I get it. People get pissy with us because we, and sometimes I think people don't realize that we're joking about the things.
Yeah. Like, and like, we're now doing these YouTube shorts, right? And so, like, there are so many comments of people like mad at us for talking about Hunter Biden's like baby mama. It's incredible when things are taken like just even the tiniest bit out of context, people get really mad.
They get really mad. Yeah. And yesterday she got a little testy about pickleball.
She was very kind, she's very personally hurt by what we said. And so she wrote, "Good morning, ladies. Most every morning I watch your show. I especially delight in the My Pillow talks. The children and animals just make me smile and the pranks." So she knows, gets me. This morning, you had jokes about pickleball and card playing. And while I do not participate in either, I have several friends that do. And I thought it was a condescending attitude. They're older, but staying active and healthy, keeping their mind and bodies in shape doing it. Maybe our president would find it helpful, but I digress, she says. Right. Anyway, there are times I feel left out of your following because of my own age, 76 next week, happy birthday, and just thought you might not realize that there are those of us who enjoy your humor and conservatism, but are no longer young in years. Embrace us too.
Yes.
And I do. You know
we
do. I mean?
We totally embrace you. We do. I will tell you, okay, that one thing that I need to point out is that I was the one who was probably a little bit like the pickleball. That was me. Okay. She will play pickleball.
Oh,
she
I'll play. Now that I know there's outfits. Yeah, I'm playing.
Right. She is the pickleball type. I am probably not the pickleball type, which is why we are the yin and the yang here. So that's kind of what more I was trying to get across, is that I'm more of the not that way. Like if I could kickbox all the way to 100, I would.
Things
are going to break. Things are going to break, Gail. They're just going to break. Things are going to crack and fracture all over the place. Okay. But if I could do that, I would. It's just probably not going to happen, but she's going to pickleball her way all the way to 100. You know,
first I have to learn what exactly it is. And then I will probably take part in that.
Yeah. So we weren't really making fun as much as we were just trying to point out our differences and our differences bring us together.
That's right. So, and you should know, I mean, listen, when we tease about whatever, it's teasing and it's playful and we never mean any mean things about it unless we're talking about like Kamala or somebody horrible. Right. You know what I mean?
And we're not ageist, Gayla.
No, we are not ageists. No. I love old people, except when they run for president. And then I'm just like, can you not? You know what I mean? Because I feel like you've had your time and now just step out of the way.
Exactly. Okay?
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Couple few headlines to get through before we get into videos. The FBI did a big search of the Delaware Beach House. So they went looking for more classified documents because there has been absolutely no transparency. Don't listen to what the White House says about transparency. They're big fat liars. We don't know what they found at the Delaware House, if they found anything, when exactly the search happened, all of this stuff they're so freaking cagey about. Cagey. But yeah, that also happened. So, and they just will keep telling you, we're cooperating. Like we are so cooperating. Like the word, you can't beat us in the cooperation department.
I just, like how many, what else is there more to find? I just, the document thing is just so ridiculous at this point. I just... You know, every day it's like, we're going to look here. We're going to look there. We're going to look everywhere. We're looking. It's like, how many documents does this guy have?
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a lot of documents.
It's just dumb. It's comical at this point. It's comical.
It really is. It's out of control. Yeah. Also, the Fed raised the interest rates again, and they're probably going to do it again in March. So That's really fantastic for me when I start thinking about taking out a construction loan and then a mortgage. Right. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah.
But
have fun with that.
Another quarter, 0.25 basis points now. And then they're already talking about raising it more in March. And they're just going to keep on going because they actually have no idea how to do economy. So yeah. That's happening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So wanted to remind people today specifically about our friends at Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell is the fantastic company that makes gel pack delicious goo packs of vitamin mineral supplements. So if you're a person taking giant horse pills and you're swallowing down supplement after supplement, trying to make sure that you get all of your stuff regulated in your body, you're not absorbing enough of what you need with a tablet or a capsule. And so this is what makes Healthy Cell so exceptional is that when you taste, first of all, they taste delicious, but when you like squeeze that little packet of delicious goo right into your mouth, your body absorbs all of the good stuff that's in there for you 165% better than any pill or capsule. That's why we love them. That's why we rely on them for our daily multivitamins. You can do a vegan version that has extra B12. You can do the regular bioactive multivitamin. They have all the things that you can need, whether you're looking for sleep, whether you're looking for specific memory and focus and recall. They've got new products coming out for heart and vascular health, for joints and mobility, all of their stuff. Amazing. And you can save 20% on your order at healthycell.com/checks.
So you should do that. Why are you not?
I love how Arizona Prepper Jules calls us the Chick Nation.
Oh, I like that.
I do too.
The Chick Nation. That I makes like it sound too. Like so official.
I know. and like abroad, you
yeah.
know? Like
yeah. I love it. Chick Nation. Oh, somebody there. So I just saw Rianne says, love my Healthy Cell. I have ulcerative colitis and this has been awesome. Yay. That's awesome. That's great to hear. Awesome. We get a lot of positive feedback about them. GCQC loves your hair. I like it too. Your hair looks really, really good yesterday and today.
Very sweet of you to say. I'm trying to grow it. So thank you very, very much. Very
good
sweet.
Hair day. Good hair day. A couple other just quick headlines before we get to videos. Trump really still joinking all over DeSantis, trying to rip on him at every possible turn. This is my new favorite thing. Trump is calling DeSantis a rhino globalist who loved vaccines and spending money on testing.
Okay. The vaccine thing, I got to take a little bit of a... because you with the vaccine and the, can we not with the vaccine thing? Can we just not?
It's probably not a thing that Trump should be criticizing DeSantis for.
Right. I mean, there's tapes of them both praising the vaccine. So maybe you could back off on that a little bit.
Yeah. Trump continues to praise it where DeSantis says, hey, this should never be mandated. And also, remember when he was doing, what were the monoclonal antibodies? Mm-hmm. He was like big into pushing that because he believed in treatment over vaccine because the vaccine was starting, everybody was starting to figure out this is not a good idea. This isn't working.
He was able to get up on a podium and evolve and stuff like that. And Trump was he was gone at that point. Yeah. And so he didn't have a platform to discuss what his feelings were and his thoughts were on vaccines because he was basically pushed off of Twitter. So I'll defend him in that way. However, at the beginning, he definitely supported the vaccines.
And you know, still does. He still talks about how many lives he saved.
Exactly.
So he doesn't get to rip on anybody else's response.
That. Yeah. So he just needs to not do that.
Get to do that. Sorry.
Why does everybody have to be so mean?
I don't know. And then he posted the video of Nikki Haley that we talked about yesterday.
Oh, no.
So he was posting that. And
she saw that coming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she knows she's going to get attacked like crazy. But he is just so antagonistic. You know what I mean? It's just exhausting.
Well,
but
everybody buckle up because it's about to get really ugly. It's going to get so ugly. Can you imagine the stuff that's going to be spewed?
It's going to be nasty.
On a stage, on a debate stage, it's going to get really, really bad.
Not looking forward to it. Also, if you are an eye drops user, and I know Daisy is, so, and I know a lot of people are, make sure, check your medicine cabinets, make sure that you are not using eye drops that are branded EzraCare, E-Z-R-I-C-A-R-E. Throw those away immediately. It's fine. Whatever other eye drops you have are fine. But apparently with that specific brand, the CDC has put out like this emergency urgent alert about EzraCare eye drops causing blindness and death in people. Like 50 people have been impacted by this so far because there's a contamination problem. There's some weird ass bacteria that's gotten somehow into the supply of EzraCare eye drops. Do not use them. If you're using them, stop using them, take them, throw them away.
It's like a blue, it's like a blue and white package. So just, yeah, be careful with those. I'm more of a Visine girl myself, but
I think that's fine.
Yeah.
It's EzraCare. So just make sure you're not using.
Very, very careful. Somebody asked how I have power here. It's really, I mean, it's bad here. It's very icy here in Texas, but
Are people without power?
Yeah. We were without power at Christmas time for 3 days. Because we live out in the country and sometimes it's just weird. The grid out here is really weird, but we have power and we usually have power because, you know, we have a generator.
Mm-hmm. So, but your generator is not why you have power now, is it? Like, do you have regular power?
No, we're not on our generator now. We actually do have power, thank God. But
okay.
I mean, there are people in the, you know, around that that are having issues with power and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't like the Texas cold. I was telling Mock this morning, I did not sign up for this. I signed up for heat. So I don't like it. It can go away.
Well, it's hopefully not very much longer, right? It's just a few days.
Yeah. So okay. all you people out there who are cold and dealing with the ice, you know, everybody pray for everybody because this is not fun. Yeah.
All right, let's get into some of the big fat news. First, I actually saw this within 20 minutes of him posting it and put it on our site yesterday. And it is the official announcement of Tom Brady making his retirement official for the second time. Here he is.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
So it's official.
Yeah. I think he needs to see a therapist.
Well, he's way too skinny. Like, he's getting way too thin. Something's going on. I don't know if it's the divorce or whatever. I just feel like, you know, he could have gone out on top. He could have gone out on, like, having a really successful championship winning year and stayed married. But instead, he gave it all up. And now he's going out kind of like with a...
Right.
You know?
I know. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
Wah. I know. And he's very gaunt. And it's and he's maybe, remember how she used to not let him eat strawberries. Maybe he can eat strawberries again. Maybe he can do that. I feel like now he's probably going to marry like a 13-year-old supermodel and he's going to be that guy. You know, she's moved on. She's dating somebody else. His ex-wife, I think she was in the video. People were commenting and saying, oh my God, it's so weird that his ex-wife, like, there was a flash of her. Why? Because that was the mother of his first child. I mean, if anything, he should pay homage to her. Just like, I don't know, just a smidge, because he's had babies with two different women. So that's not weird to me, but people thought that was weird that there was a flash or a picture of her like at one point in the video. I didn't watch it because I really don't care about this guy, but apparently she was in part of the video. So I don't know. I just feel like she's moved on. Giselle's moved on. Everybody's moved on except for him. So right. It's nice he's finally moving on. So that's good. But perhaps well, he should.
And he's going to move on to a 10-year, $375 million broadcasting contract. So I'm sure he'll be just fine.
I'm sure.
Giselle commented on his Instagram post and was very sweet, said something like, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it right in front of me, but she said, I wish you nothing but success or a lifetime of good wishes for this next chapter of your life. Something along those lines. Very nice. Very sweet. And so I was saying that because my husband and my kid are so team Tom in this whole thing, where I have been more like, I just feel like I'm more on her side, even though I'm not a fan of Giselle.
Right.
She asked and asked. He promised and promised that he would stop, and he just wouldn't stop. And she was finally like, I'm done. And so I was telling my husband yesterday that she wrote that on his Instagram post, and he was like, that was such a bitch move.
So she actually did that. I didn't know she did that. So she made a comment like that on his Instagram.
She posted, I wish you nothing but a lifetime of success in the next chapter.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And so he was like, that was so bitchy. She shouldn't have said anything. And I was like, that was super nice.
That's not bitchy at all. That's actually very, very nice. I don't think that's bitchy. That's
lovely. But that's how team Tom he is.
Oh my God. That's so, I think that's extremely lovely. That's very lovely.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and like I said, she's moved on. She's already like dating somebody and, you know. Perhaps that person will keep his promises.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. That's enough about Tom. I don't know if you guys saw on the website yesterday, chicksontheright.com, I posted this video of Kamala because it is, I just don't know what's wrong with her. It doesn't matter who the audience is. She is now talking to everybody like they're toddlers. And it's so off-putting and weird and just bizarre how excruciatingly childlike she has become. And so I don't know if she's regressed mentally or if she's always been this dumb and just a lot better at covering it. I don't know. You guys watch this and tell me what you think. And again, this is a fully adult audience.
Which brings me to May 30th, 2020. Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center. They suited up, they waved to their families, and they rode an elevator up nearly 20 stories. They strapped in to their seats and waited as the tanks beneath them filled with tens of thousands of gallons of fuel. And then they launched. Yeah, they did.
What is wrong with her?
Can you imagine Mike Pence doing that? Just imagine. Imagine Mike Pence doing that exact same thing. Yeah, they did. They did, you guys. Oh my gosh.
A bunch of people are saying, well, that's how she has to talk to Joe. So that's why she talks that way. Gosh.
Oh my gosh. And I saw yesterday somebody said she would have made a really good kindergarten teacher.
Yeah.
And it's not entirely off base. I mean, she would, although nowadays she'd have to like dye her hair blue and like put a nose ring in.
Right.
You know, to fit in with all the other kindergarten teachers. But yeah.
I mean, I guess, listen, it's fine that she's very excited about space. She's excited about school buses. Like, she's excited about Venn diagrams. She's excited about a lot
of
things.
Very excited.
But
yes.
It's just very odd the way she chooses to talk about those things. Travis, thank you. Travis says it's because she's a child herself. I know. I mean, she just seems so, it's just embarrassing. Anyway. you guys, Valentine's is almost here. You know, it's one of my most favorite holidays. And so if you are looking to do something a little special, like a little high end, a little luxury for your significant other, could we please recommend to you some loungewear from CozyEarth.com/chicks? Because this loungewear is made of that amazing bamboo viscose material that somehow, magically, without any kind of reasonable explanation, regulates your temperature. So when it's summer, you wear this loungewear and you stay cool. When it's winter, you wear the same thing and somehow you stay nice and toasty warm. It's amazing. It's soft. It feels amazingly good on your skin. And it's a really, really special, fancier gift that you can give someone that you love. So you can get 35% off when you use code CHICKS at cozyearth.com/CHICKS.
You guys wear that before it comes off. You know what I'm saying? On Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying?
And then after, you know, yeah, before that's right. and
you
after.
Gotta, right. You have to have something to wear before and after. There you go.
That's exactly right. Okay. Big news, big headline of the day is about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden has finally admitted, hey, that laptop that I've been really quiet about for the last couple of years, that it's mine. Yeah, that does belong to me. He's finally admitted it. But in the process of admitting it, he is also lawyered up and he wants to pursue criminal charges against not only the owner of the computer repair shop that he left his laptop at, but Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon, anybody that has had any kind of content, like if they've been in possession of the content at all, he wants criminal charges pressed. So Dana Bash was on Anderson Cooper's show talking about this. So you can hear about this lawyering up right here.
Really noteworthy, Anderson, that Hunter Biden has made this decision now to change course. And in hiring Abby Lowell, who's a very well-known lawyer who's been working for decades here in Washington on cases like this, very high-profile cases. He is a take-no-prisoners kind of attorney. Hunter Biden knew what he was getting when he hired Abby Lowell, and this is the kind of thing that he clearly wants to do. And it is—I agree with Andy. It is really unclear why, if there is a potential case there against these actors, Rudy Giuliani, Steve Bannon, and others who have the data, whether it's actually from the laptop or some other way, that they have not—they, the Hunter Biden team has not gone after them before, because the only thing we've ever heard from Hunter, he's really been opaque. He had a book that came out. He answered a couple of questions about these issues, but not much. And so he's been able to be defined by these Republicans. Now they have gavels, which is very likely why you see the president's son changing course in terms of his legal and political strategy.
I personally like, I can't say it, but I like Sarah's response to this. Sarah Wallace just went, what the, that's how I feel about all this. Like, seriously, you've waited all these years. You've sat back, your family sat back, you've lied about it. You sat on this during an election cycle. You lied, all of you lied to the American people about it. And now you're going to take your tiny little shriveled up balls and you're going to come out and you're going to say, oh yeah, it's mine. And now I'm going to sue everybody that took this information and did whatever with it. I'm going to sue everybody. Who are you people? What the F is right? What the F is right? Who are these people?
Well, it's amazing because, and of course, it is because of the election results, and it is because the House is now controlled by Republicans, although narrowly, and it is because they are investigating. Hunter thought he was covered. When it was a Democrat Congress, 100%, and his dad's the president, he thought, I don't have anything to worry about. I'm never going to get in trouble. And now there's a tiny bit of fear that maybe some investigations are going to lead to something significant.
Yeah,
and he's like, okay, well, I'm going to sue everybody then.
Yeah. He's in oh shit mode.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys just see that flash behind me? Oh, my light just went. Thunk. I'm sorry.
Is your power going out?
I don't know. If it does, I'll figure it. The generator will come back on and it will come on and then I will come back. So no worries. Just okay. If I go out for a minute, then I'll come back. But yeah, I mean, this is insane. Like, he's like, oh crap, I'm going to get in trouble. So now I have to just start suing everybody. These people are just insufferable.
It's not. Yeah.
Cash agrees.
Right? He's like, I wanted to weigh in on the Hunter thing if I could.
Yeah. He would like to weigh in. Right? Yes. I mean, this is utter insanity. I can't believe this. And if liberals, if they defend this after all those years of, oh no, I mean, the laptop is, it was Russian. It was a Russian plant. It's like everybody just needs to be like, no, you don't get to talk. You can take all the seats, every single seat. Right.
Yep. What's he doing?
He's destroying my rug back there. He's trying. He's trying to find you guys. He's trying. Sorry, trying to find his bone.
Oh my gosh!
Typical morning.
Okay, moving on. We got to talk. We got to show you this little clip of Al Sharpton from Tyree Nichols' funeral yesterday. This is just so ridiculous.
Yeah,
I just. It's so, and it's just so typical Al. And I just, I mean, I almost like hate to foist him onto everybody, but like we had to see it. So you have to see it too. Watch.
And Al, you don't understand. How are they going to keep crime down in the black community and at the same time not be tough and rough? Well, they do it the same way they do it on the white side of Memphis. And they keep the crime down without being rough and tough. How do you have the same department then keep crime down on one side of town without beating folk to death? But you can't do it on the other side of town unless you feel that you can get away with it there. I can't speak for everybody in Memphis. I can't speak for everybody gathering. But for me, I believe that that man had been white, you wouldn't have beat him like that that night.
Can you even? Can you even with this?
I can't. I just.
And this is at somebody's funeral. Like,
it's just disgusting.
Right. I mean, it makes me sick to my stomach. Right. He is a total race baiter is what he is.
Yeah.
So here he is trying to prop himself up, right, and make a living off of this man's death, this poor man's death. I mean, it sickens me what that guy does. It's just gross. When he should be talking about, like, what a great guy this guy was.
Right.
He's so gross. Al Sharpton is so gross and on every level.
Well, and the family invites this, right? So a lot of, this is what, these are the same people that show up, and that is how you know it is such a freaking grift.
Right.
They always show up and there's always money to be made and there's wheeling and dealing, and it's disgusting because it's in light of, and it's in the context of really horrible tragedies, mm-hmm. right? And they just, the way that they come in, they swoop in and take advantage and then expect a payday because yeah. that's what happens.
Absolutely.
It's just vile.
It's gross. It makes my skin crawl. It's so gross.
Nasty. Speaking of people who make your skin crawl, but also who you are very, very able to impersonate. Then talk about you, Bernie.
Why? But why? Why do you got to bring me in? Do you have your horse shorts on? Do you have your short on? I bet she has shorts on.
I will never tire of this. I will never, ever tire of it.
I bet she has shorts on.
So Bernie decided that a good idea would be for him to host an event about why it's okay to hate capitalism charge $95 a ticket.
My favorite. It is my favorite. Capitalism sucks. Give me $95 a ticket, you guys.
It gets better because he's using Ticketmaster, you guys. It's just, you cannot make this shit up. You can't make it up. Mm-mm. So the Five had some fun with this topic yesterday and they were hot about it too. Take a listen.
It's just
You're
gross.
Rolling your eyes.
And- it's gross. I'm verbally rolling my eyes. Yeah. So he's a walking advertisement for why the left is full of crap.
Right.
This is ridiculous. Ooh. He has made, do you remember when Hillary was going after him and they had that ad about millionaires and billionaires, and then they changed it to just billionaires. Why did they do that? Because Bernie became a millionaire, and he could no longer say that. It's just crazy. It's okay. It's okay to earn money.
Yeah.
On your book, like, didn't he start off as a writer?
He did. I mean, erotic fiction.
It's come a long way.
I hope it was fiction.
It's come a long way. No, him too.
Him too.
Well, the guy's allowed. Yes. Is he not, Greg, to have three homes?
Everybody should have three homes.
I'm all for it.
Yes, each one for your Hummer. You know, the tickets should be free, or at very least, he should force half his audience to pay for the tickets of the other half. or maybe 20% should pay for the remaining 80%. So the prices are like $500 per person and everyone else is free. So the people that paid the $500 have to be next to like eight people that didn't pay at all and listen to them. But what's most disgraceful about this? He's working with Ticketmaster.
Oh my God.
This is 2023. Ticketmaster. Master? What does that
is, yeah. is that the one that got in trouble because of Taylor Smith?
Yep.
Slaves? Bernie? Okay. I guess you don't care about race anymore, do you?
Okay, here's the thing. You can watch him for free all day on C-SPAN, so why would you bother to pay the $95? And if you think about it, if minimum wage is something like $17, you literally have to work the whole day to pay to watch him give a speech. I mean, none of it makes sense. It's the classic hypocrisy.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. This is the thing. You can tell Geraldo's like very uncomfortable with that whole situation.
There's no defending
like,
it, though, right? There's no defending it.
You can't defend it at all.
You can't.
Because he's one of those rich liberals. He's just like, oh, crap. I guess I'm supposed to hate capitalism, but I really don't because I'm actually a capitalist. And they all are. They all are capitalists. They all enjoy the fruits of capitalism in the best country on the planet. And then they're like, oh, yeah, capitalism, it sucks. It's, but it really doesn't because I really freaking love it. Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do, Bernie, because you have three freaking homes that mm-hmm. two of them are like basically just sitting there because it's just you and your wife, you schmuck. I mean, give me a break. These people, what a racket. It's oh, my God. And
this is so typical of the left. Yeah. It's just like that Steph Curry story that we told the other day. And I wanted to tell you this and I forgot. But like on our YouTube short version of the Steph Curry story, there were some people that came out and were just calling us all the names, like all the C word and the B word and all the words.
I'm
right.
Sure.
And these were people who are obviously devoted Steph Curry fans. Mm-hmm. And they don't like it when you mess with the boy,
oh,
right?
You can't do that. Yeah.
Can't do that. So one of them said, oh, so what? You want low income housing built in your backyard? Why? I bet you don't. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I don't.
I live in low income. I live right next to low income housing, right next door.
But I mean,
I have trailers right next to me. So come at me, brah. Yeah, I live.
But the point
in low
is,
income.
He's saying we're hypocrites because we're the same. I am not involved in organizations that are trying to create more low income housing to bridge some fake wealth gap. I'm not doing that. And then bitching when that low income housing gets built in my backyard. That's the point. And these people. And so I was like, yeah, you're right. I don't want that in my backyard. I moved to a specific suburb so that I don't have that in my backyard. I'm not like spouting some social justice woke BS and pretending that I care about creating more low income housing. And then as soon as it happens, bitching because it's in my yard. I'm not a hypocrite.
I don't espouse it either, but I live in Texas, in rural Texas, where everybody just builds whatever the hell they want. So I have stuff that's around me. That's everything is whatever they want. It's to each their own. It's free country, man. So I have trailers like right next to me. I have stuff. I mean, it doesn't matter. So, you know, this guy, it's like he claims he wants to be for it's, you know, there are people that live next to me that can barely pay for what they have there. It's like I live in an area where the median income is $20,000 a year. So, I mean, I actually live amongst people where this guy claims that he wants to help. So right. It's like, I want to tell some of these people, put your money where your mouth is. I live amongst those people. Those people can suck it. Like people like him, Steph Curry, like I look at him and I'm just like, give me a break.
They just don't build even, a bigger wall, Steph.
Right.
I guess that's what you need
build
to do.
Build a bigger
right?
wall. God, they drive me. These people drive me crazy. And it's then they crazy. Preach about capitalism. Like capitalism is about, it's the greatest thing. That it's the greatest thing. It's like, if you don't like it, then go live in Venezuela. Go live in North Korea. See how that works for you.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Tucker went on a little rant yesterday about Boris Johnson because Boris, and actually Boris was on with Brett Baer, I think, a couple nights ago. Boris is like all gung-ho about, you know, helping Ukraine, sending all the equipment, making World War III really happen, right? And so Tucker had asked him to come on the show and they wouldn't. I guess they were afraid. Boris was afraid of coming on the show. But then he went out and spouted about Tucker and wondered why everybody's afraid of him. So Tucker called him out and it went like this.
He needs to be debated and soon. Millions would die in the war that Boris Johnson is promoting. The public has a right to know why are we doing this before it starts. And as you can probably tell, it looks like it's starting very soon. So that was our experience with Boris Johnson yesterday. Given all that, we were shocked, actually shocked, this afternoon to see Johnson show up at a neocon think tank called the Atlantic Council and say this.
I've been amazed and horrified by how many people are frightened of a guy called Tucker Carlson. Has anybody heard of somebody called? Has anybody heard of Tucker Carlson? What is it with this guy? All these wonderful Republicans seem somehow intimidated by his perspective.
All these cowards in Washington are afraid of this show, Boris Johnson said derisively. Yet somehow he never mentioned that he is one of them. Again, we had just invited Johnson on the show hours before he said that. It was remarkable and remarkably dishonest. We knew that Johnson himself was a coward. We watched during COVID as he transitioned into a terrified old woman. But we had no idea he was also a liar. We should have known. There is no popular support in this country or in any country in Europe for what Boris Johnson is now pushing. The overwhelming majority of people understand that a third world.
Yeah, it's interesting to me that he didn't want to go on that show because he doesn't want to defend the fact that he's all for war. So, and then he's mocking Tucker, you know,
right.
It's like, listen, I know you've talked about this before, but as a mother of a teenage son, I don't think we talk enough about the whole war thing, the fact that we're involved in this Ukraine crap. Like I have a teenage daughter. So it's a little more out of sight, out of mind for me. I mean, I think about it from a more of a financial perspective. That's my beef. But if I had a teenage son, I'd probably be a little more frightened.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm terrified. Like I can't even stand to think about it. Maybe that's why we don't talk about it more, because it's just like, I cannot bear to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, this is a real thing. And then, you know, there's headlines now. China's threatening Kevin McCarthy. Don't you dare visit Taiwan. We've got North Korea now saying, yep, we're going to use nukes if the U.S. and South Korea keep doing these exercises. Like the U.S. is the target of really terrible, horrible, awful countries now that are likely going to start working together. And that is a huge deal. Like we should be, and our military is not ready. You know why? Because all of our shit is now in Ukraine. We're not ready. We're not ready.
Well, we're not ready also because our military has been focusing on gender pronouns and not actually being strong and ready. And so, yeah. And somebody said, well, now Dems could draft her because we're all equal. Yeah, it's true. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's a great point. But yeah, this is the kind of stuff that I don't think people think about as we can, because everybody's just like, oh, that's stuff that happens over there. And we just send money over there. It's because this generation has just, they've never experienced it. They've never seen it. I mean, we had the stuff in the 90s, you know, we had all the stuff that we got to see but even that was like, to me, it was like a video game war.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I don't know, our mom and dad's generation, they saw war. You know, they experienced war. Our grandparents experienced war. We're kind of displaced from it. So, you know, when I see this stuff, I paid attention to my parents. I pay attention to my grandparents. It's like, so we are not so far displaced because at least we have some semblance of gratitude for what they went through. And, you know, we've seen what we need to see to understand and to have reverence for it. But like, I get a little freaked out. I get freaked out because I'm like, I don't think like the generation now, the millennials and the Gen Zers understand the gravity of this.
Right.
And so, yeah.
I mean, we don't like to be the ones to point it out, but we got to point it out.
Right.
We talked earlier in the week about these ridiculous, ungrateful migrant jerks, these illegals that are in New York City that are bitching about their accommodations not being swank enough for them. And it was amazing. Yesterday, we played a clip from Jessica Tarlov, of all people, saying the same thing, that they're... the fact that they refuse to recognize the generosity that they are being given when they don't belong here and they came here breaking the law, it's ridiculous. So I actually have some clips today of examples of two of those migrants being interviewed about their poor accommodations. This is going to make your blood boil. So just buckle up. And then I want to point out, as you watch this, think about the fact that there were progressive moron leftist idiots who were blocking police from trying to move these people by standing in front of them with open umbrellas. And are these people taking them into their homes? No, but they don't want the police to be able to move them because, oh, that would hurt their feelings and we should be giving them all individual palaces or whatever. It is infuriating. Here's the first clip.
Brooklyn Cruise Terminal is a large structure. It's not meant to be inhabited. It is 1,000 beds made out of hard material. There's no space for personal belongings. If you have personal belongings, you have to put them in a locker that's out of your control. There's only 4 bathrooms for 1,000 men, which is unsustainable. For anybody who's working, it's in an isolated part of the city away from where many of them work, and it's cold. The immediate resolution is that the Hotel Watson needs to accept these men back and put them back into their rooms. The longer term solution is that to reallocate funding from overfunded departments like the NYPD into housing vouchers and other programs that get people into permanent stable housing.
Take money away from the cops to make sure that these people have nice hotel rooms.
Yeah,
that's what that guy said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gonna work really well, especially in light of everything that we've seen with the cops over the past couple weeks. Yeah, let's That's a fantastic idea. Yeah. We're $30 trillion in debt.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean,
the solution here is to send these freaking people back.
Yes. Send them back
to where they came from. Why is this so hard? This isn't hard. Why is it so hard? What? You get your feelings hurt. Sorry. Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're going to get your feelings hurt. Go back.
Here is a second clip. Brace yourself.
Men, it's only 4 bathrooms. If one gets sick, everyone gets sick.
Oh, really?
It's very ugly. The beds are horrible. They're a piece of fabric. They're like a military bed.
Oh, they're like a military bed? Oh, no. We have to have military accommodations? Yeah, oh, no. How can we live like this?
Must be terrible, especially when, like, in military. Oh, my God.
It's just infuriating.
We just talked about how, like, these kids, like millennials and Gen Zers have no concept of, like, what war was like, right? If you watch, like, or if you have a grandpa or if somebody's still alive from, like, you know, when World War II or the Korean War or Vietnam or, like, you know, think about, like, the accommodations that they had. Do you think they even had beds to sleep in?
No.
Like, I mean, I just can't. Like, these people, we had to sleep in military beds. Really? Okay. Talk to a veteran and see, like, what they had to deal with. Talk to somebody like that. Talk to somebody who fought for this country and see what they had to sleep on. See if they feel sorry for you. Yeah, because you're getting free crap. And then, you know, meanwhile, there are veterans that don't get the accommodations that these people have
who are citizens and who fought for this country. Meanwhile, we got these invasion of illegal people who just come here feeling instantly entitled.
Right.
Where do they think the money comes from?
Exactly.
Oh my God.
But we're allowing this to happen. That's what's so infuriating.
And Democrats encourage it to happen.
Yes. And we're just allowing it to happen by our voting. We're allowing it to happen, which is, how is this happening in the United States of America? We've just veered so far off to the left.
I actually hope that they continue to speak out like this, because the more they do it, I would hope that the people in those cities start to realize these people are ungrateful jerks and should all be kicked back to their home countries, period.
And moreover, they're not fleeing anything.
Right.
You know, I mean, the left has painted these people as, like, refugees who are fleeing these horrible situations. No, they're not. They're not. They're entitled punks that are coming here to take our crap. That's what they're doing. They're literally coming over here to live for free off of our, we're bankrolling these people.
Right.
That's exactly right. And it's not right. That's not right.
Okay. Deep breaths.
Right.
Moving on to a ridiculous video from a trans person who is clearly on all kinds of estrogen and is convinced that he is experiencing menstrual cramps. The problem with this, because we've heard this before, this isn't a new thing. The problem with this in this particular case is that allegedly this person went to the hospital and was told by the doctor that, yes, what you are experiencing is in fact PMS. You're having some period cramps. That's totally normal, despite the fact that you don't have any of the internal organs that would cramp. So now we've got the medical establishment playing in to all of this ridiculousness. Here is the story from this person.
I feel like the trans woman period isn't really talked about enough. So you see, a few days ago, I started experiencing extra breast tenderness, like more than normal. Like a lot of trans women will experience that with the hormones, especially as they grow, but it was extra sensitive essentially. So I have an extra medication on top of my my hormones that I just started. So I have some concerns about, like, if it started poorly interacting or whatever. Especially because the other day, the day after the breast tenderness started, my abdomen started cramping up and I was starting to feel extremely gassy. The gassiness was bloating. The abdomens, they were cramps. So I go to the hospital, per their recommendation, just to make sure everything's okay. And so I lay down on the table, describe my symptoms to the doctor. The doctor kind of puts pressure on my lower abdomen area where the pain is centered. And I come to find out that they were PMS symptoms. I was experiencing PMS from my estrogen. I have no uterus. I have no blood coming out of weird places. But I'm still getting the cramping, the tiredness, the irritability, all of that. The breast tenderness is part of it too. All of that. It was PMS. And the reason why I feel like bringing that up is because it was like one of the few things I wasn't really warned about before I started hormones.
Oh, you weren't warned. Is that because the medical community is just like haphazardly just giving hormones to people without actually checking into their mental health first? My God, there's so much wrong with that.
Is that doctor male or female?
I have no idea.
Whoever that doctor was, that person should have their medical license pulled.
Yeah.
For real.
Absolutely.
I'm not even like kidding when I say that. That person should no longer be a freaking doctor. You don't get to say to a dude, you're having PMS. You're having cramps because of PMS. You're having a period. Dudes don't have periods. Like, I'm not a medical doctor. I didn't go to medical school for like 12 years. And I know that because I have a brain. Okay. Because I read an anatomy book once, because guess what? Because I'm a woman and I've experienced it. And I know that women have periods and men do not.
Right.
Like, we've gone completely batshit in this country, like all over the world. People, when a doctor starts telling a dude you're having a period, like that doctor needs to no longer be a doctor. This is out of control.
Shannon completely is absolutely right. Shannon sent a super sticker and said he just had to take a dump.
Right.
Seriously. That's it.
And then while you're in there taking a dump, take that crap off your face because it looks ridiculous.
And then like, did you notice the part where he said, I don't have blood coming out of weird places?
Yeah.
How freaking dare you? Don't even pretend like you're a woman and then disparage women in that way.
Right.
Like, screw you, dude.
Weird places.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, you sound like Dylan Mulvaney.
Your
garbage pocket or whatever. God, shut up. I'm so tired of this crap, honestly.
It's just infuriating. I appreciate the storytelling. It comes from Jimmy Taylor. And Jimmy Taylor, in part, writes this. I think this is like the fifth paragraph. Okay. So he says, I listen to your show daily. I can't catch it live as I work in a secure facility and I have to leave my phone out on a table in the hall outside my office. So during my lunchtime, I watch your show on my phone down in the cafeteria. Of course, on one occasion, you mentioned Birch Gold. I took notice and before going back into the skiff, I made the text exchange. That evening, while driving home, I got a call from Birch. The woman on the other end asked what my interest was, and I expressed some knowledge in it as I had received material from other companies. I gave her my email address, and she sent me their package digitally. It was way less complex and easy to read and understand. And so he goes on for several paragraphs to talk about like a fight with his wife and how she's moved out of their bedroom, on them disagreeing about 401ks. So behind her back, he took all of their money and moved it into Birch Gold accounts. And so he didn't tell her about this, but then like apparently her 401k sent a letter to her to say, you know, all your money is being transferred out. So she got super mad. And so he showed her the progress of the Birch Gold account, and it had made up for all of their losses in 2022 and then some. So he was like, look what I did. And so now she's moved back into the bedroom and they're very, very happy.
God, I love
and
that.
So this is what he wrote about Birch Gold. But my point in telling that story is because what he said about their information being super easy to understand is so true, because when they sent us information, I finally, like, it clicked for me finally, because you see the commercials, you read all the stuff online, and it's all just like, it doesn't make any sense. But somehow Birch Gold has perfected education about investing in precious metals. So if it's something of interest to you and you want to learn about it, there's no obligation. Like, this is just information for you. When you text the word chicks to 989898, they're going to send you that digital free kit. Or I think if you request it by mail, they'll send it to you that way too. And it's all about how this all works. And then if you decide, like he did, that you want to give it a go, you can. You don't have to do your whole entire portfolio, but you can do pieces of it. So they're very flexible, and it's a great way to get information.
You don't have to take your spouse's money and invest it, or you can just take your own. You can just take your own.
Right. But I do appreciate the story, Jimmy. So thank you very, very much for sharing that story.
Very sweet.
Okay. It is time for whack. So.
Oh my God. Okay. That's funny. Okay. First of all, before we do whack, I need to talk a little bit about our insiders and our locals. So yesterday I did a post out there about these slippers. And I don't think I have them in here with me.
Well, don't show them because it's only for special people.
That's good. I don't have them because it's only for special people that are on insiders or locals. But I did a post about my slippers and about her grandma who is no longer with us. And I won't tell you exactly what it was all about, but everybody was posting out there special stories about their grandmas and grandpas and people in their family, just sentimental stuff. We did. It was just a wonderful, really neat special post yesterday in Insiders and Locals. And I loved it. And you guys that contributed, oh my gosh, so fun to read your stuff.
God, I love those communities. I love them.
I do too. And I wanted to have Mock pronounce how she says her Polish grandma's name, because I can't do it.
Well, it's not her name. It's just the Polish word for grandma, and it's Babcia. Grandma.
It's Babcia.
Yeah.
I always say Babcia. I can't do it, which is like such a...
Babcia Zosia was like... What is that it? Was grandma, grandma Sophie is essentially what that means.
Say it again.
Babcia Zosia.
Okay. That's so Polish. I can't do it. So anyways, Babcia. Babcia is her name. Okay, so there's that. And then now, so you guys joined. If you haven't joined Insiders or Locals, you need to do that because we post stuff like that in our Insiders or Locals. And
you're not
going to
get it anywhere else.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So do that.
And you can find the links at our on our Linktree thing.
Yeah.
chicksontheright.com/links.
Babcia. Okay. And my whack today, you don't get much more whack than this. So... All right. So imagine if you go to a gas station, you're pumping gas, and then you look down and there's just a penis on the ground. I don't know how else to, introduce this. I'm not as good at you as you are at introducing stories, Mock.
Pretty good way to introduce it.
That's just how, but imagine if that happened, you guys.
It did. It happened to people.
It happened to somebody. You know, and so you just look down and you're pumping the gas and you're like, honey, there's a dick on the ground, you know, and you don't know what to do. And it's a pee pee on the ground. You don't know.
You guys, this happened. This happened. And it's a sad story. Okay. Like, we're not making fun or making light of the actual cause.
The events that led up to it.
Of the random penis.
Right.
Because the cause is horrible. But this is true. This happened in Mobile, Alabama, mm-hmm. at a gas station.
Of course it was in Mobile, Alabama. Right. Where else would it be?
So right. People noticed, and I wish we had the exact story about who actually saw it first and had to report it to somebody. Right. We don't have that story.
We get that person on our show. We would.
Without question.
Absolutely.
But people noticed that there was a penis just on the ground. And that is crazy. Like, that's freaking whack, right? So it turns mm-hmm. out that shortly before people saw that, there was a horrific multi-car accident, and some guy, 29-year-old, I think, was on a motorcycle. And it was a horrific crash, which ended up in him dying and his body, like, being torn apart in all kinds of ways. And that is why they found that on the ground at the gas station. But the headlines, you know what I mean? Like, the headline on Daily Mail says, "Dismembered human penis found in the parking lot of an Alabama gas station. Cops believe it belongs to a dead motorcyclist who was torn to pieces in a multiple vehicle crash on a nearby interstate." I think it was Interstate 10. And I read it and I was like, can you imagine being the person who looks down and finds that is what you see? What would you do?
Well, I wouldn't pick it up. I mean, I'm just being honest. I don't know about you guys. You may be different than me, but I'm not going to pick that up. I'm just not.
Somebody's got to pick it up.
I'm a risk taker, but I'm not going to take that risk. Oh, I'm not going to do that. Kevin said he'd put it in a box.
Really? He'd put a dick in the box.
Mm-hmm. He said dick in the box. He would do that. He put it in a box.
There's no way. I would be like, oh.
Tracy would be traumatized. Somebody else would run. I mean, it's a little crazy. That's whack. That is truly whack.
You don't get much whacker than that.
How did it get to the gas station? It probably flew. It was probably projectile.
It was right off the interstate, you guys. Like, right. It was part of the crash. Uh-huh. And apparently it just mm-hmm. landed.
Jennifer would poke it with a stick.
Oh, God.
Right. I mean, this people, everybody would do something different with it. I just would not touch it. A lot of people would probably take pictures of it, put it on TikTok. Surprise, you know, oh, this is what people would do.
I don't know what I would do, but I just cannot. And then, oh my gosh, somebody just said, imagine like your dog coming home with that. What if you had a dog and the dog got it?
It could happen. This is the thing. I mean,
oh my God. All right. Anyway, that is the wackest thing ever. That is whack.
We had to share. We couldn't know it alone. We couldn't know it alone. Ourselves. You guys had to know it too. That is absolutely whack. You couldn't get more whack than that.
That could have taken an eye out.
Walter.
Oh my God. Oh my God. All right. Walter. Moving on. Mm-hmm. And again, no disrespect to the poor soul who lost their lives in that incident. I'm just thinking also about being a person who saw that, you know what I mean?
Like the person who had to like get out of their car and they're just like, I just wanted to put gas in my car. And then I had to deal with this.
We're not making a joke out of his death. I don't know how many, oh my God, people have got to just stop. Like, it doesn't matter what we say. They're like, I'm going to put words into your face.
I knew that would happen.
Good
Lord.
You knew that
was going to happen, Mark. Are you going to say goodbye to everybody? Come on, say goodbye.
They were kind of serious, I know, but like there was just a lot going on today.
Come here. Say goodbye to everybody. You're being rude.
We need a flap.
Come here. Come here and say goodbye to everybody. They're going to get mad if I squish your face. Come here. Come here. Oh, come here, your big fat head. Oh. There was.
Okay. I heard it.
I know the person that gets mad at me for squeezing his head, I'm just letting you know. He's fine. Okay. He's 180 pounds. He's fine.
He's fine.
Okay. He's all right. Okay. You guys bring it in.
Bring it in. Mm. Kind of a long show today. We went a little long today.
I know. It was really long. We hope everybody's okay. Did you guys make it all right? I know. Okay. You guys have a wonderful Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yay!
It's Friday tomorrow. It's a good day. Right, Cash? It's a good day. Oh, he's very excited. You can't see him. He's very excited. He wants to get out. Okay, everybody have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.